You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. No partial government shutdown Friday night. The House and Senate say they'll vote on and pass another temporary spending bill.
It'll be the fourth congressional can kick down the road. But this time, the House and Senate have just 8 days to make the permanent spending deal. Money for half the government runs out March 8th, the rest on March 22nd. And March 8th date could be a problem, as it is the day after President Biden set to give his State of the Union address. Congressional leaders insist they have a deal on six of the spending bills, now due in a week.
ABC's Andy Field. The Supreme Court to decide Donald Trump's claim he can't be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. An appellate court ruled he can. The Supreme Court will have the final say. Former U.S. Marine officer Michael Joseph Foy sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for hitting police officers with a hockey stick during the insurrection and throwing a metal pole at a line of officers. This is ABC News. Self-deprecating comedian Richard Lewis shook off his mortal coil.
These days, audiences probably knew Richard Lewis best as one of Larry David's neurotic friends on Curb Your Enthusiasm. This scene aired a little over a week ago.
I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that.
It's done. You're
but long before he battled it out with David, Richard Lewis was honing his neuroses-fueled brand of comedy on stage in the 70s, in clubs and on The Tonight Show, and by the 80s in stand-up specials on Showtime and HBO. His act often about therapy and addiction. There were movies, including Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and sitcoms. Lewis revealed a Parkinson's diagnosis last year and were told he died of a heart attack. Richard Lewis was 76. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The mother of all phishing attempts? Dubuque County, Iowa, trying to track down $500,000 an employee transferred in response to a bogus email that appeared to be from the city of Dyersville, Iowa. They found out about it when the real Dyersville asked about it. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Elijah View's family asked for a safe return home during a second Two Rivers Police Department press conference Tuesday evening.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard updated everyone, saying that all leads and tips in Elijah's case are being followed, but didn't give any specific details about the investigation. Elijah's aunt and grandmother said that their hearts are heavy, and they just want him to return home safe.
I want my grandson to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop. Just searching for my baby Elijah. We want him to be say.
Vu has been missing for a week after last being seen in an apartment complex in Two Rivers. A $15,000 reward has been announced by the FBI for any information regarding Elijah's disappearance. Stephen Devine, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Following a tragedy, new protocols are part of contracts between the city of Milwaukee and private ambulance providers.
On Tuesday, all 15 members of the Common Council approved new contracts with Bell Ambulance and Curtis Universal. Now, first responders must adhere to new protocols, requiring paramedics responding to 911 calls get out of their vehicles and look for a patient. This was not previously mandatory when a 49-year-old woman died last month. Investigators say Jolene Waldreff fell at a bus stop, and although she called 911, an ambulance crew drove past her while she was on the ground, but they didn't see her. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The person who died in the Dane County Jail last week was a suspect in two bank robberies. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified the woman as 38-year-old Lisa Harding from Madison. Police arrested Harding last week after an attempted bank robbery in Madison and an actual bank robbery in Fitchburg.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies to take us through the overnight. Light and variable winds developing. Lows by morning will be right above the 10-degree mark. On Thursday, we'll see sunny skies, breezy south winds up around 35, lower 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 11 degrees.
Monday Classic has been picking up momentum during day two of the trade show. There is a buzz at this show that is hard to miss. Okay, corn was firm. Wheat finally engaged in some of the short covering rally. And the soy complex was mixed with beans holding the product market back. The cattle complex was lower and lean hogs ended the day on the plus side of unchanged.
Live from Houston, Texas, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll speak with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson. Then it's Rich Nelson from Allendale, and later, Mitch Eviston from Meristem. Directly following the news, maybe Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, like I said, man, the buzz is happening here at Commodity Classic, dude.
Anything can happen at Commodity Classic.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to deny that. Anything can happen.
There you
Anything.
Go. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a big thank you. Big thank you to Meristem for making this afternoon's coverage from Commodity Classic possible. We certainly appreciate their efforts. Meristemag.com. Check it out and learn more about what they've got going on at Meristem. We're going to learn about what is happening at Meristem throughout the show today. But of course, we're going to take a look at what's happening with the markets. We got Brian Doherty standing by. Oliver Slope just walked by.
There you go.
We'll come on here in just a moment and figure out what's going on in the markets today. So, and then Rich Nelson will be with us here before the show wraps up as well. So a lot going on in today's show. How's things back in the Midwest? Everything good?
You know what? The sun is out. The temperatures are slowly creeping back to the upside here. I think we're in good shape. Good shape.
Good. You like it, don't you?
I'm a fan. Yes. Yes, I am.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, it has been overcast down here all day, but I tell you what, you wouldn't know it from being inside at the convention center. The layout is huge. There's one of the displays. I mean, they're all awesome. You can spend all kinds of time
at the booths and the lots. And I am going to call it a lot when I talk about an acre large booth here at the show. It is one acre large. Okay.
A booth that covers one full acre?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to mention exactly what it is, but let's just say it's full of green equipment.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Let's get to it, buddy. What you got in the news?
Chip wheat futures were higher today, with corn adding some light spillover support. World Weather Inc. says the recent prairie cold snap did little to damage winter wheat crops. The forecaster did note some damage thanks to the lack of snow cover. Russia says it is not interested in renewing the Black Sea grain deal as it has its own grain export capabilities. USDA reported wheat export sales of 327,000 metric tons for the weekend at February 22nd. Chip, that's up 40% from the previous week. July HRW wheat futures were 4 cents higher at 574 1/4. July SRW wheat up 0.75 cents to 579 1/4. July spring wheat closed at 661 3/4, up a penny today, Chip.
Yeah, the export sales, I mean, a big improvement from the previous week, but still not great.
Yeah.
Still not enough to really get the wheat market excited about some short covering.
Well, nearby corn futures firmed amid corrective buying for the fourth consecutive session, with notable weekly export sales lending support. USDA reported corn export sales of 1.082 million metric tons during the weekend of February 22nd. That was up 32% from the previous week. World Weather Inc. says dryness in Brazil has enabled swift safrinha corn plantings, and the crop will soon require moisture. May corn tested resistance of 432 but failed to end the session with mild gains. May corn futures were 1 cent higher, 429 1/2. July, up a penny, 441 1/4. December corn futures closed at 463 1/4, unchanged on the day.
I don't think I've ever seen us go from soybean harvest conditions to safrinha crop planting conditions to safrinha crop growing conditions as quickly as we have this year. So it's going to be something that we need to watch very, very closely.
Well, Chip, soybeans were all over the place in today's trade, with soybean meal and oil posting gains. USDA reported soybean export sales of nearly 160,000 metric tons for the weekend of February 22nd. That's up from the previous week's marketing year low, but down substantially from the four-week average. By the end of the session, soybeans were under pressure but closed near the top end of the day's range. Initial resistance for May beans is at the 10-day moving average of 11.56. Today, May beans 4.5 cents lower, 11.40 3/4. July beans fell 4.5 to 11.51 1/4. Novi beans closed at 11.38 3/4, down 2 3/4 today, Chip.
Okay, I was busy doing a bunch of stuff between the shows today, but I got to tell you, when I look at the close, beans were a dog. We'll talk to Oliver about that here in a moment.
July cotton 151 points lower, 101.56. On your livestock's cash cattle trade is off to a very slow start this week, and fat cattle responded by sinking to a two-week low. Packers remain hesitant in raising cash bids again this week amid negative margins, while feedlots in no hurry to move cattle at lower prices. April fats 77 1/2 cents lower, 185.35. June futures 95 cents lower, 181.22 1/2. April feeders down 1.37 1/2 to 253.72 1/2. And finally, on your snout side, lean hog futures were moderately higher in today's trade as the cash index continues to creep higher. April hogs 62 1/2 cents higher, 86.62 1/2. The June contract up 65 cents to close at $100.20. The increases in the cash index, Chip, they're sort of slowing down a little bit here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. As should be expected. I mean, that was kind of an impressive move that we had. Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
All right. Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures, sitting right next to me. How you doing, buddy?
Chip, it is great to be here in person with you. It's been a heck of a week here in Houston so far, and looking forward to rounding it out on a high note.
Yeah, I'm telling you, how many times have you been asked the question?
Where's the low?
Has corn put in a low?
Short term, I think that we can probably get a little bit of a pop from here. Seasonally speaking, I think there's still some uncertainty around there. The what we're going to plant for acres is a big one. South American weather is going to be a big one. But I think a lot of the attention is going to shift towards the United States, what we're going to plant and where the weather seems right now. Funds, obviously, you know, record net short. Everyone's been hammering on that. Everybody knows that. But we need a catalyst for them to get out. A few weeks ago, we were joking around, what's going to take to turn this market around? I joked around, stop the selling. It sounds as simple as that, but that's the reality of it. Stop the selling. And we have so far. Nice to see some decent exports. Soybeans, on the other hand, we haven't seen that. They say low prices cure low prices. The fact that we haven't seen the demand pick up from low prices is a little bit concerning here going forward.
Yeah, we need the cure, that's for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
No doubt. Beans were a dog today.
Beans were a dog. I think they probably continue to be a little bit of a dog. You know, every little bit of a pop that we get, it just continues to get sold into. There is a very well-defined trend line going back several months. If we get out above there, potentially we get a little bit of short covering. But until then, I think the path of least resistance remains lower. And I also think that funds probably have a little bit more powder to add to the short side of their positions as well. Everyone talks about the 2019 short position for corn and beans, as I had referenced. Well, in 2021, they expanded position limits as well. So there is a little bit of room there. I'm not saying that they're going to really hammer it home. I don't think they will, but that's the possibility.
Yep, gotcha. All right. Little preview for tomorrow. You're going to stop by and have a conversation with us tomorrow afternoon, right?
It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
It's the first time to be on for a full segment, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. It'll be good stuff. Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. All right. Coming up next, not his first full segment. We got Brian Doherty from TFM coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Potential. It's the one thing that farmers work tirelessly to reach. Sometimes it takes more than just sweat equity. It takes real financial backing. And whether it's land, equipment, or a little help to make the most of your operation, FBN Finance is the partner for you. At FBN Finance, our Farmers First philosophy means that we have a team of ag experts that looks at each farm and farmer's unique needs, giving you a loan package that fits your goals. And now with FBN Finance, you can get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. With great rates, instant approvals, and a pre-qualification on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. Start your farmland loan today at FBN.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
You dodge raindrops and chase daylight. To win, you make the most of every pass, every seed, every acre. Meristem is all about helping farmers improve nutrient use efficiency, build big, healthy plants fast, and position the crop to finish strong. Connect with your Meristem dealer to put products to work on your farm, like Excavator, Revline Hopper Throttle, and Harvest Shield Complete. Fight back. Go fast. Win more. MeristemAg.com.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
And welcome back to AgriTalk in Houston, Texas at the Commodity Classic. Thank you so much to Meristem for making it possible for us to bring you coverage from Commodity Classic. We're getting set for a conversation with Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing. First, though, let's go ahead and make time for this industry spotlight. Don Prizer is with Bain Specialty Agricultural Insurance Solutions. Insurance Solutions. Don, it's good to see you again, by the way.
Also, good to see you, Chip.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You know what? We just need to jump right into this because we only got 2 minutes. You're working with Meristem on a replant options and coverage. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's not uncommon to offer a replant guarantee to a farmer looking to purchase a certain seed product. And that is a balance sheet risk that the company has. So we write an insurance solution to protect that agribusiness like Meristem with a replant to guarantee insurance coverage. So and we also provide the full claim administration to make that an easy process and make a full program complete to support the Meristem program and their seed sales.
Yeah. So this is automatic. This is part of the plan when you deal with Meristem.
Yep. It's built right into their program. So they're extending that replant guarantee to their customers so that when that event happens at flooding, drought, they're required to replant that crop. Meristem is going to provide a free replacement product to that customer.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So it's kind of a, you know, it's never risk-free, right, Don? But it feels pretty risk-free to me.
It is absolutely for that customer who is purchasing a Meristem product to have the peace of mind of knowing that there's a replant guarantee there for them. In any given year, there's oftentimes thousands, if not millions, of replants that occur. So this isn't something that occasionally happens. It happens all the time. And so it's a real financial benefit to farmers.
Well, yeah, and it gives the farmer confidence. Go ahead and try a product like is offered by Meristem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good to see you again, Don. Right.
Good seeing you, Chip.
All right. Don Prizer with Vane Specialty Agricultural Insurance Solutions. Okay. Let's talk what's going on in the markets. Brian Doherty, Total Farm Marketing, sitting right next to me. It's good to see you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Great to be here, Chip. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that you're here and that we got together, Brian. I said it half jokingly with Oliver in the first segment, but the number one question that you've got to be getting is, have we put a low in this corn market, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, because we got a couple of signals now. So we ended up with four sessions ago, we ended up with a reversal, which means the market went into new lows and finished the day higher. So you had bullish key reversal in the charts. That's a signal you want to look for if you're wanting to buy. Mm-hmm. And just the opposite when the market's high and you get a bearish key reversal. So we had that. We've had some follow through buying, but we kind of got through this period of these deliveries against the March corn basis contracts. So that's the other big topic here. So right now, you know, you got to think about it from the perspective of, well, what are farmers who intended not to deliver now or are not delivering at all right now, all of a sudden you're going to find there's not a lot of corn that's going to probably hit the pipeline really quickly here. So you're going to see some end user buying and you're going to see that bid up a little bit. Has it changed the trend? I don't want to go out on a limb and say that. So I just want to make this kind of visual. We look at things, you and I were talking about something kind of really close, really nearby is the low end. We're talking about something kind of tight. If we kind of zoom up to the satellite view and take a look at things, big supply, tepid demand, exports, buyers only buy what they need. Every purchase a buyer bought in the last 3 months, he's been told that was a mistake. You just wait,
yep,
goes down.
Yep, yep.
The speculator has been selling. That's been a winner. The farmer has it. Interest rates are higher. The end user is going to say, I'm going to let you hold this for me until I need
it. Yeah.
So are we to that tipping point where that's changing? And the reality is the market has now 5 months of usage behind it, and it has to produce the second crop corn out of Safrina. It's got to produce northern hemisphere corn, of which 2/3 of the world supply comes from. So from the satellite view, we're pretty cheap. It's an end user bargain. I don't want to say the low is in, but any perceived disruption or warmer than normal temperatures or things, it's not going to take long for the fund money to shift gears quickly. And that coin that has the buyer one side and the others on the other flips, and now the buyers are buying, speculators are exiting or buying, and the farmer is in the field and not selling and delivering corn.
Right. Okay. Well, you covered a lot of ground there in a short period of time, Brian. One thing that I want people to understand, and I mentioned it yesterday, I think it was yesterday or whenever, there's been a lot of talk about the speculators' role, the fund's role in what is going on in this market. People need to remember that there was a negative story in corn in particular that has been being factored into prices for a very long time. Negative fundamentals, not just what the funds are doing. The funds have been a story late in this process.
Exactly.
And turning those sellers into losers is kind of step one, isn't it?
Yeah, especially the late comers, right? So they don't have the house money, so to speak, to work with. So they may be quick to pull the trigger, and that can get things started. So to your point, though, this kind of picture, and we've seen it before, this isn't our first rodeo scene, $7 and $8 corn, and then the hangover and the headache and high prices cure high prices. We're now at a level where low prices will cure low prices. It doesn't happen overnight, but corn is a bargain. And my definition of a bargain is if you can buy something for less than it costs to produce it, that's a bargain.
That's a bargain.
So the end user has a bargain in front of them. They just need to get at it. And the speculator, as soon as they sense that is going to happen, I think they turn the corner pretty quick. Now, what has to happen? The market moves a lot on perception. So we have to perceive something is going to take that big carryout number. Instead of 2.2 or somewhere in that window, maybe shrink it. And from year to year, if you want kind of a long-term historical that has relevance, watch the change in carryout from year to year to year, and the price direction is almost always inverse. The price direction is always inverse. So as carryout increases, prices decrease.
Right.
Carryout, remember, is that number at the end of the marketing year, the pile of corn left over, and it factors everything in it.
Which become the beginning stocks for the next marketing year.
Correct.
The supply side cushion.
Right.
I'm concerned that for corn, we're starting to snowball. And that it just becomes, it comes to the point that you're going to need a crop problem to fix it.
Well, I think we're there.
Okay.
We get perceived scares and you might rally 25 or 50 cents, but to change into a bull market or a higher level of support, we need to bring that expected supply down, that carryover supply down. And really, I mean, it's no judgment. It's just the way things panned out. The crop yielded better. In November, we saw an increase from the USDA in yield. And again in January. So the crop got bigger into the new year when typically that's not a factor. The crop, sometimes small crops get smaller. We didn't see that at all this year. It was a very different year for sure.
Right, right. Okay. What's your thoughts on new crop, on 24 crop? Corn and beans.
Okay, well, let's start with corn. So you got these corn, let's say around the 460 level.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say we're in a paradigm shift, which means if you look at a long-term corn chart, we saw that this level and higher was pretty good support. We've now taken the carryout back to levels that we're probably at resistance points much above where we are now. So if the market begins to show some strength, do your homework and see what's really driving it. But be sure and sell into the rally at least on 25, 35, 40%. Hope to be wrong. Beans, that's another tough road. We're looking at South America right now. A lot more swing vote out of South America. Second crop, Safrina corn, really important.
Yeah.
So a lot of things in front of the market. But I think given the size of the carryouts, you have to be the mindset to be more defensive sooner on the generalized assumption we have average crop or better. And then if we don't, how do you cover those early sales? So think really strategic about how you want to go about it.
Okay. You know, look to sell the rallies in years past. A rally of new crop corn in the spring might be 70, 80, 90 cents. Do you expect something like that, or do you have to scale back your thoughts on a rally?
I've generally, this is my own rule of thumb. I go to tip a 10 to 15% increase in value from wherever we think the low is in. So if we think we've got a 450 low, 45 cents.
45 cents.
And it puts you right up to a gap area on December corn at 502, left in January after the beginning of the new year.
It's amazing how that stuff works out.
Right. So it's there. And well, I think people, for some reason, their mindset starts to change when you see a 10 to 15% change in anything, especially increase in value. Right.
Yep. I'm going to do it to you. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Tell me about milk.
Oh, no problem at all. It's kind of the same boat. It's a market that, from my big picture perspective, it kind of caps itself at production because there's only so much capacity, yeah. Right? And so it's a little bit more dependent on exports. Those haven't been robust. You got a tepid China economy. So we have some up potential, but we haven't reduced the herd enough. I know the last production report was a little bit supportive. The market responded to it. But I don't think we're turning into a bull market. It has to come from demand in this environment, right? And demand is a little tepid.
You're the best. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Brian Doherty, Total Farm Marketing. We've got Rich Nelson, Hallandale next.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, hard red winter wheat futures were 4 cents higher at 5.74 1/4. July SRW wheat gained 0.75 cents to 5.79 1/4. March corn futures, 1 cent higher, 4.29 1/2. December corn futures closed at 4.63 1/4. That's unchanged on the day. May soybean futures 4.5 cents lower at 11.40 3/4. November beans close at 11.38 3/4. That's down 2.75 cents on the day. July cotton 151 points lower, 101.56. On your livestocks, April fat cattle 77.5 cents lower, 185.35. April feeders down 1.37 1/2 to 253.72 1/2. And April lean hogs 62.5 cents higher, 86.62 1/2. Try ProFarmer.com.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durant.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies to take us through the overnight. Light and variable winds developing. Lows by morning will be right above the 10-degree mark. On Thursday, we'll see sunny skies, breezy south winds up around 35, lower 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 11 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
All right, we're going to keep the fun going down here at Commodity Classic. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Big thank you to Maristem for sponsoring AgriTalk at Commodity Classic. Be sure to check them out, www.maristemag.com. You know what makes this so much fun is I've got Rich Nelson from Allendale sitting right next to me. How are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. And certainly to sit next to you here on this very great discussion point here for us. I think this is fantastic. Thanks for inviting me here.
No, I'm glad that you could do it. You know, it's one thing to have the conversations over the phone, which I greatly appreciate, Rich.
Yes, yes.
But to be able to do it face to face, it's a lot of fun. And you know, I've been a big fan of your work over the years, and it is absolutely a pleasure to get you here in person, man.
Thank you much. I sure appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Okay. With Brian, we spent some time talking about what's going on in the corn market. I want to talk about what the soy complex. You know, I felt so good looking at what was going on in the products today. And then you look over at beans and they just really didn't want to participate. What was going on?
That's a great point here. So new contract lows, market not really responding, not doing what corn is doing. We've got the open interest decline now, what, almost 100,000 contracts out of open interest. So there is liquidation. But certainly the discussion about deliveries today, maybe a little heavier than people expected to see. I think that's certainly a big issue for the very short term on this market here.
Rich, you buy big deliveries, don't you?
You certainly do. And also when you look at the names of cars, who's accepting deliveries is a big deal as well.
Yeah.
And discussion about the name that we saw here on today's discussion. A lot of people might suggest this might be a short-term game and perhaps this might be considered a value in the long term here.
Okay. All right. You got to let some of the games play out when you get in deliveries, when they do come in bigger than expected.
You certainly do. And keep in mind here, we're always looking at market performance and how a market is responding to positive or negative information, which is more important than the news flow itself. And certainly for today's discussion, at least, this was not a winner just yet here for soybeans.
Okay. So one of my primary roles during the delivery period when I was on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade, 1988 to 1991, was to, you know, report the deliveries on a regular basis. Over time, Rich, I got the feeling that it was more noise than it was a real factor. Is it noise or is it something that we really matters?
I agree that sometimes it is important. I think in this specific case, when we're kind of saying, well, we've established kind of some fundamental value. We've already declined enough to factor in a lot of these valid negative issues for the soybean market. I think in this case, this might be a different scenario. Well, I'm not saying we're bottoming yet, but it might be something to look at here.
Okay. All right. I've not seen a range of crop size estimates on Brazil this late in the year as wide as it is. I mean, it's what, 20 million metric tons?
Yeah.
From the mid-30s to the mid-50, 150 million metric tons. It's hard for the market to kind of deal with that kind of uncertainty, isn't it?
It is. And the other problem on top of this is we know from very clear history, the USDA is going to slow walk this number down. It's going to take them another 2 or 3 months to bring their 156 million ton estimate all the way down to 147, 149. So we're not going to get accurate information from USDA off the bat here just yet.
Where do you think this? I'm going to ask you. Where do you think it ends up?
I'm at 148.
148.
I think that's a very fair number, but we're not going to see USDA show this number maybe till April, maybe till May.
Okay. Is 148 baked into the market right now?
In some respects, it is. But keep in mind, as far as general price levels, we can argue for a good moderate rebound into spring, but we cannot say that the long-term new crop issue is fully priced in yet. We might have still further lower prices by harvest.
They're harvesting that crop down there at a breakneck pace, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
What, that's got to have an impact. I mean, it just increases the hedge requirement coming out of South America, and they do it in the U.S. market, right?
And that's the big point. That's the big point for us right now. And especially since they crossed over that 40% harvested threshold earlier this week, I think it's a clear discussion for us that have we kind of priced this in for what the U.S. market is looking for? And I think that's a clear issue we'll be discussing in these next few weeks ahead here.
Yeah. When do we settle on the size of the supply out of South America? When do you think it happens?
I think by March, April. I think that's realistic. If not, actually, in most cases, by this point.
So by the time we get the prospective plantings report?
I think that's very reasonable. So USDA is not going to give us what we want to see here. In 2 weeks' time, we'll have this discussion about U.S. acreage. And certainly as we go into April, this really turns back into a U.S. story from here on out.
Okay. Well, let's make it a U.S. story right now. You got your survey getting underway for acres, right?
We do. So we're almost 1 week done for our two-week-long annual survey. We'll have estimates out on the 13th, so 2 weeks ahead of USDA. Our main question, though, is really, are we going to change these acres enough to really change corn pricing or, in this case, soybean pricing? Early results, we're not seeing the change we really want to see, though. I'll make that very clear.
Okay, we're not seeing the change. We're not seeing the drop in corn acres?
We're not seeing the drop in corn acres, the size that we need. And also, there's no discussion among our producers about any lower acres as a group, even in the fringe areas. So we're not yet convincing them that things are seeing enough pain on that series.
The combination of acres, the 178.5 to 179, I'm hearing more and more that we got to take 1.5 million off of that number. It goes to specialty crops. It goes to cotton, that kind of thing. Is that your gut?
We need to see something. We need probably a 1 to 3 million acre total decline, which won't be seen probably until next spring. Next year's spring.
I hate supply side markets, Rich.
Yeah.
I do. They're tough to figure. When it's a demand market, yeah, it can take time for the market to realize that the demand is there and that it's showing up and that it's having an impact on your on stocks. But the supply side stuff, it's a hangover waiting to happen.
It is. And the other problem is the pricing in these issues. These years, it takes a long, ugly, slow process. And we know from history, there are reasonable rebounds into spring, but they're not strong rallies which last. So our opportunity is to market in these type of high supply type markets, relatively limited, and certainly a more challenging environment for us.
Okay. 92 million on corn. Is that possible?
I think our discussion for the corn side, let's take off 1 to 3 million acres. I think it's very reasonable. My number is -3. Before our survey, I'm at -3. It's not enough to really change that balance sheet, though.
Right. Yeah. Is it +3 on beans then?
I'm at +4 for soybeans.
Okay.
And the question is as far as cotton and spring wheat, that kind of mixes up the rest of the numbers here.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah.
+4, you know, the story on corn has been doggone it. We got this. The ending stock / beginning stocks supply side cushion on corn that's becoming an issue. But we go a year with a big bean crop.
Yeah.
And it starts to snowball on us, doesn't it?
It does. And the question is, we're all kind of waiting for is, are we hitting demand? Are we hitting demand at this point? So I think that's the big issue we're kind of looking for, which may take some time. Keep in mind, the crush story is really not going to be a right now story. It's going to be a 2 to 6 months time story, which is still waiting for us in the future here. No doubt about that.
There it is, that demand realizing market.
Yes, yes.
When we realize that there's another 300, 400 million bushels of beans that are going to be crushed in the U.S., it's got to change attitudes, doesn't it?
It does. And the issue is, does that realization come before summer or after summer? And I'm a little concerned that it might be let's get our summer weather risk story kind of completed. We'll have our down move quick, an early harvest low, and then we'll have that story realized.
Okay.
So I'm a little concerned about that long-term picture here.
All right. Yep. But I like that outlook. That does make sense to me. Is there anything going on in the wheat market that can change attitudes there?
You know, as far as the wheat market, I don't think so in the short term.
Yeah.
We still have Russia very confidently exporting, surprising numbers for January, surprising numbers for February, these estimates. So I'm still a little concerned that the non-U.S. story for wheat has not changed here just yet.
And the headlines out of Ukraine, the market was so sensitive for so long. But evidently, once you get into the third year of an invasion, Rich, the sensitivity wears off.
It does. And like the market was looking for, are we fundamentally stopping exports? And once they realized that was not the story, I think we have this long-term supply an overage type of story, which is not getting fixed here just yet. Maybe in a year, year and a half, but not just yet here.
Right, right. You impressed with what's happening in cotton?
Very, very impressed. And I think for us on the grain side, we want to see if this does translate into strong acreage. You know, we're determining the insurance price here right now. The question is, are we going to see that push into acreage this year for cotton?
Yeah. Yeah. 2.8 million bales is not a lot of carryover. But here we are. The idea is at 10.2 to 10.5 million acres.
Yeah.
Is that kind of your thoughts?
It is. Okay. And for perspective for you guys who are listening, 2.8, we were just 4.3 just 2 years ago.
Right.
So we've taken a significant decline out of here. Let's see if we can get maybe 1 million acre this year into cotton. I'm not sure about that with a high lot of confidence yet, though.
But boy, the way that the acres are moving around, and then we got to watch North Dakota and what's going to happen with some of the specialty crops, whether they're going to an oilseed, a bean, or yes, or feed grain, right?
Yes, and that's always a big question, and we really don't get those strong answers until 2 months from now even.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, real quick, what is the number one question that you're getting from growers down here?
Well, beyond do we have a bottom or what's the acreage situation, the main question is, what am I doing with old crop?
Yeah.
I've got, I and all my neighbors have plenty of old crop. What do we do? And our answer to this one is very clear. In large supply years, you do not have a basis push past March. So moving that cash drain now, re-ownership past
March. Yeah, you know, if we get some kind of a basis push in this market this year, there's a lot of answers that we need, that we're going to be needing on the supply side.
Yeah,
dude, it was great to see you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Rich Nelson with Allendale. We are live at the Meristem booth. We're going to learn more about Meristem from CEO Mitch Heveston next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-647-0499. 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about adults, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes! Go closer, I wanna be. Got so much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
All right, let's wrap up our day two coverage from Commodity Classic. Welcome back. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Big thank you to Meristem for sponsoring AgriTalk here at Commodity Classic. www.meristemag.com. And with that in mind, let's make time for this industry spotlight. And joining us for that is Mitch Eviston. He is the CEO of Meristem. Mitch, it is great to see you again. How are you?
Chip, it's always good to see you. I'm wonderful. Thanks.
Good, good, good. Good show?
Wonderful show.
What makes it? What makes it such a good show?
The excitement with the farmers.
Yeah.
When farmers come in and they get excited about the new innovation from Meristem, you got to get excited about it.
Right, right. Okay. So I would imagine when they look at all the offerings from Meristem, that the biocapsule is got to be something, and the technology around that is something that they focus in on, isn't it?
Yeah, that's clearly our flagship.
All right, tell us about it.
Well, the biocapsule and the hopper throttle system come out of the need for keeping biologicals alive.
Yep.
As we started looking at this landscape and testing products, we found that it was nearly impossible through seed treatment and starter programs to keep biology active to the point of application. They were dying prematurely, kind of like a soybean. If you put an inoculant on it in November, it's going to be dead come planting.
Right.
So we solved for the issue of keeping the product alive. And the way we've done that is we house the unique biological consortium in capsules that are sealed, totally protected from the outside environment. There's nothing that can kill this biology while it's housed in these capsules.
Gotcha.
And since nearly every farmer uses talc graphite, what we've done was we took these biocapsules and we created a seed fluency system.
Yep.
That's made of talc, graphite, zinc, iron, and manganese.
Yep.
The fluency on this product is exceptional. And what we do is when the farmer is ready to put seed in their planter, they release these capsules into a carrier made mm-hmm. of zinc, iron, manganese, and talc graphite. At that same, as soon as they release them, you don't release the biology until you're putting seed in the planter.
Right.
You've got about 7 days once that biology hits that carrier system before the biology croaks.
Yeah.
It will die after about 7 days. The carrier dehydrates the microbes.
Yeah. Okay.
But as soon as these microbes are out of the talc graphite and hit the soil, it's game on.
Right.
So the big breakthrough with Revlon Hopper Throttle and the BioCapsule is the ability to deliver biologicals alive in the furrow.
And that delivering that biological live is what you're looking for on the plant with the general plant health. I mean, unless you deliver a viable product, it's not going to do what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So putting it in position, that's the number one goal, putting it in position in the condition that it needs to be. That's the number one goal, right?
Right. You got to get it there alive or it's not going to work for you.
Right. Right. Exactly. What else is going on in Meristem?
Metal Axle is a seed treatment that probably every soybean farmer on this show has used in the past. It's
okay.
Sold under lots of liquid seed treatment brands. It's really been the industry gold standard for disease fungicide control. Most farmers buy their liquid seed treatment. The active ingredient in the fungicide it's still about 50% of the market. About half the market's still using Metal Axle. Metal Axle today is applied with via liquid system.
Okay.
So the Metal Axle is mixed up with colorants and polymers and then sprayed onto the soybean seed.
Yep.
What we've done is we've taken a dry formulation of Metal Axle, same active ingredient you've been using for years for disease control.
Yeah.
And instead of delivering it through liquid, you can now buy it through our BioCapsule. So what it allows you to do is it allows you to skip the treater. And now your treater is your planter box. Because when you put the talc graphite into your planter box with your seed, at that point, you're putting your seed treatment on. And the real interesting thing about this product is we were studying it. When you deliver this product through our carrier system versus a liquid polymer system, you get 10 times more active ingredient on the seed. So you get a 10x uptake of whatever it is, whether you're putting an SDS product on, you're putting a cyst product on, a fungicide, an insecticide, your contact with the seed goes up 10 times.
So, I mean, you're talking about changing the way, big time, changing the way that the product is delivered to the seed in a more efficient way, and dealing with the capsules with the planter just makes that pass that much more important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real game changer.
Yeah, it really is. It's a way to open up new technology because what we'll launch through these biocapsules are new biocontrols. They're EPA registered products. There's a biofungicide in one of the capsules, and there's a synthetic fungicide, Metal Axle. The biological fungicide, we pair that with the synthetic.
Okay.
We take the two, we put them together, and we've really got a rock star program for the farmer. It allows them to take cost out of production. And it's a lot more convenient than dealing with sticky beans.
Okay, you just said a convenient ease of use. It's right. That's huge with these capsules.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Mitch, enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you again so much for your sponsorship. Allow us to bring coverage from Commodity Classic. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Appreciate it. You bet. That is Mitch Heviston. He is the CEO of Meristem. Davis, that is wrapping up day two of our coverage from Commodity Classic. Did we miss anything?
About half and half, above and below normal temperatures expected to start the western edge of the Corn Belt and eastward from there. Above normal temperatures expected pretty much every place except extreme far northwest. Above normal precipitation expected 6 to 10 day there. That's it.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Hey, stick with us. Thank you so much. Thanks to Meristem again. www.meristemag.com. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be right back on the trade show floor, back at USP, and diving into all things soy.
You dodge raindrops and chase daylight. To win, you make the most of every pass, every seed, every acre. Meristem is all about helping farmers improve nutrient use efficiency, build big, healthy plants fast, and position the crop to finish strong. Connect with your Meristem dealer to put products to work on your farm. like Excavator, Revline Hopper Throttle, and Harvest Shield Complete. Fight back. Go fast. Win more. Meristemag.com.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the